4 Wochen
Mordet Spaß. Toshma. Schnee Sardinen mit Starfen. Two Sardinen mit Starfen. What do you mean two Sardinen? We
I'm sorry, I don't have
Wochen.
A plane.
What?
It's Sichub in Central Eras, no?
Toshma. It is two, the Tanans. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have Shnei Sardinin.
Shnei Sardinin mitzdarfin. Shnei mitzdarfin.
Sardinin means what? Like a
sheets. Look sheets. At the Rashi. Rashi, the second, before it gets very white. The medium lines of Rashi, before it gets very white. Shnei Sardinin mitzdarfin. L'shir sach posel.
Forgive me, I don't have that Rashi. 1 second.
So look at the medium lines.
Yeah, I see.
Second to last medium line. The second to last.
You have a different
Siris
Adaf.
No. Same, exactly the same Siris Adaf. Same publisher.
So what's the Dibra Maskel?
Shnei Sardinin mitzdarfin. That's the first words on the line. The second to last.
No, I haven't. I don't. Medium. I have a different.
No, you got it. You design a base. Let me see. You gotta have it. Let me go.
You don't have to get up.
It's all right. Second to last. Shnei Sardinin.
Oh, this one. Okay, I was looking.
Okay, I'm sorry. My fault.
It was another one. Okay.
My fault.
Okay, I got it.
Shnei
Sardinin.
Two Sardinin just.
Which is Pasul Schach, if it's Y, Dalad.
Four Tvachim Y. It says that Shnei Sardinin is a Lashir Sach Pasul. It lives so it's a Sukkim Bishum. A sheet, a piece of material, is Makabal Tuma. Oh, this guy's calling me. Why is he calling me? Okay, weiter. Shnei Sardinin mitzdarfin l'shir sach posel lifsol hasukkah mishum davar hamakabel tumah. Yeah?
I think you left out a shtick of Gemara here, no?
No, we're middle of the Gemara. Toshma, not only Gemara. 12 lines.
Shnei Sardinin mitzdarfin.
Period.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You have a piece of sheet. A piece of material that you put on your bed. You hang up on the window shades. A piece of material. It's makabel tumah. But the halach is, just because you put up in your sukkah schach that's possible does not disqualify the entire sukkah. The only time the sukkah is disqualified is if the schach is 4 tefachim wide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, what is the halacha? So just don't sit under the schach possible.
Yeah.
And the rest of the sukkah is good.
One second, if it's less than 4 tefachim, then it's kosher schach.
No, it's not kosher schach. It's not mekabel tum. It's not kosher schach. It's not kosher schach. You can't sit under there. Yeah, something that is mekabel tum.
But
it's not
so what's the nafkim of 4 tefachim or not?
If it's 4 tefachim, then it destroys the sukkah if it goes from anything, because then you don't have walls anymore. You cannot combine the wall.
No.
So now let's say you have a sadin that's only 2 tefachim.
Yeah.
And you have another sadin that's 2 tefachim, and they're right next to each other. So we combine the two together for a grand total of 4 tefachim. So therefore, the whole sukkah is possible because now you don't have 4 walls.
How close does it have to be?
Right next to each other. Mamish, let's say even within 3 tefachim. That's not important.
There's a chaps and nafkim in it. Because if it's pretty far apart, then maybe
if you have 3 tefachim empty space, that's another, that in itself is enough. So let's just say right now it's less than 3 tefachim apart. Yeah, it's less than 3 tefachim apart. You have 2 sardinin. You have 2 things, sheets, material. This is makabel tumah. And they're separated from each other less than 3 tefachim.
Mm-hmm.
So each one itself is not 4 tefachim.
Mm-hmm.
But when you combine the two together, you now have 4 tefachim of material that's not good. So therefore, you have sach pasul, the whole sukkah is pasul. Shnei sadim mitzdarfin. Now, however, shnei nisadim ain mitzdarfin. Let's say you have 2 boards. A board is also mekabel tumah. A neser is also a board. However, a board is different. A board is not mekabel. I take it back. A board is not mekabel tumah. I take it back. A neser is really kosher schach. Why is kosher schach? Because it's pshuti kliyetz not mekabel tumah.
Right.
However, a neser is possible as a gezeras tikra. It's a gezera. If you go into your sukkah and you sit underneath boards today,
but you
tomorrow,
have to know why the boards are
4 tefachim. The halach is a board that's 4 tefachim. It's possible. So let's say. So why is it? Is it really possible mikir hadin? No, it's not. The reason why it's possible is because tomorrow you may come to do the sukkah in your house. What's the difference?
But so, I thought only boards that are nicely filed.
Those are even worse. Those that are nicely filed are
even
makabel tumah. They're worse than makabel tumah.
These are not
smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, these may ikar hadin eschach kosher. A neser may ikar hadin eschach kosher.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a takonis chazal that it's possible. Gezerah mishum tikra.
Right.
You may come to your own house. So now let's have 2 boards. each one is less than four tefachim.
Mm-hmm.
The only time a board is possible mishum tikkun is when the board is four tefachim wide.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I have two boards, but each board is less than four tefachim,
mm-hmm.
but together it's four tefachim.
Right.
So the halacha doesn't ask kasha.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to pass l'sukkah. The only time it's going to when it comes to sadinin, they are mitzadim. So we have a nafka meaning between a sadinin and nisadim. So shnei sadinim v'sadim v'lishu yosach pasav. L'sulz asul b'shum tamakam kam tumba. We're reading the Rashi. It's the last line in the middle lines.
Yeah.
Shnei nisadim two boards ain mitzdarfim l'pa yislam yishum. V'zer sekra shafilu kulu v'susachas b'nisadim kashera. Me ikar hadin. According to the letter of the law, if you have the entire sukkah covered with boards, it'll be kosher.
Yeah.
A board is be'etzem schach kosher. And the only reason why a board is possible is because of
it resembles the
tikra. Rabbi Yehuda kamar lo, the islay mesachach in b'nisarim. Now, in fact, the Gemara over here, the Gemara is saying a chiddush. The one that says this, the one that says this halacha. Now, the truth is, this is machlokes. This halacha of a board that's four tefachim wide is possible l'schach is machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, which we've mentioned many times. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is there such a thing called gzeras tikra by boards? Rabbi Yehuda says no, and Rabbi Meir says yes. This that we've been taught over and over again, that you're not allowed to be mesachich with a neser, that's lefishitas Rabbi Meir. But
right.
Lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda, you are allowed to be mesachich right. with a board.
Right.
So now,
how
this,
do we paskin?
The pasuk of Meir, l'chumra, you're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
Now this that is over here, they let it go. They're not mitzdarif. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you would have a board mamish, it would be kosher. The boards is not a problem. So the one that says this that it's not a problem is Rabbi Yehuda. And may oimer af misarim. The next Rashi mitzdarf l'shir sach pasul poysla. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Let's chazal the yisai toshma. Back to the Gemara, that Dav Yudzayim base towards the bottom, towards the bottom, Tashma, Shnei Sadinin. You have two sheets, material. Okay, material, this is Mekabal Tumah. Mitzdarfin, each one in and of itself is not for Tefachim. So each one in itself cannot go.
Why is Mekabal Tumah? It's not called a Kli, because it's a flat thing.
Don't know that. That's only by wood. The only time you say flat is not Mekabal, it's Pshute Kli Eitz.
But what could you actually do? What could you put in to use as a vessel?
You use it not as a vessel. Not only a makabel, you use it as a shelter.
Oh, I said
as a shelter.
Yeah, okay.
So shnei sadinin mitzdarfin, shnei nisarim ein mitzdarfin. Rabbi Meir oimer nisarim kisadinin. He disagrees because Rabbi Meir holds of gezeras tikra.
Right.
And two boards kisadinin. Bish
is mitzdarf.
Okay, that's the Gemara. Now comes in our Gemara to discuss the Suma Dalet. Now this going back to yesterday's daf. Let's read the words and we'll explain. My mitzdarfin mitzdarfin ledalad amas. El lahach lishna diyamar rav beemsa bearba four tefachim. Hechidami e the isbehu dalad. Let's read a few lines and we'll explain. Why do you need it? Say if you eat the less of dalit, can you be alma ninu and it's going to be good? Okay, so here's the Moros Kash. We had a machlek between Rav. Rav said chiddush. Beemsa arba, lachlish adama rabbi emsa in the center is arba. Hechidami. The moment of bishop, lachlish adama rabbi emsa ben atzad, be arba amas. My mitzdarfin. Mitzdarfin le dalit amas. Okay. So here we have to take a step back. We have to go take a step and chazer some yisoid from yesterday's daf. Rav said yesterday that schach posel is dalid amos. Okay, dalid amos. You have schach that's posel.
You said dalid tvachim.
Right. So then the Gemara had a whole discussion. The Gemara two studim in the shitas Rav. When Rav said dalid amos, does Rav mean the only time dalid amos of schach posel is posel is only min atzad? In other words, because then you cannot say doifin akuma. When you have a wall, right? You have a wall, and right against the wall you have schach pasul. Then there's no question. Everyone lechol adeus gives you four amos. an Amma has five.
But more than Dal Amma, you don't say
No. Once you get the Dal Amma, exactly Dal Amma is possible, then right. it's no good. Then you don't longer say Dafin Akuma.
But within Dal Amma, you say
Dafin Akuma.
Yeah.
Rav came along in one side.
So I mean, that means one could sit under there. It's as if it's
no Pashas is not Pashas is that's a Machlekes Rishonim. The Pashas you cannot sit underneath. You cannot. Yeah. If you have a wall, and then right on top where the wall ends, it goes Dal Amma. It's not a sukkah needs walls. If I go and if I have this whole big room with a sukkah, and I cut out a teeny little section in the center of this room, and I put this schach kosher, a skylight, I'm on the schach, but I'm not in a sukkah.
Right.
Why? Because a sukkah 100%. Needs walls.
Right, you need two and a half and a tefach.
Where are my walls?
You need two and a tefach, yeah.
Where are my walls? You can't go tell me that the walls, because they're too far away. They have to be near. So how far do we allow your walls to be to the schach?
According to the Shammai Zaken, he built a skylight above the crib.
Yeah, but it had to be Dal Amma. It had to be Dal Amma.
No, it had to be less than Dal Amma.
Less than Dal Amma. So Dal Amma is a lot. Dal Amma is between 6 and 8 feet.
Right.
You look on the floor, you count the tiles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a lot.
And we think of it as if what?
Right, the wall bent. The wall's bent.
So one second.
Look right on here. The floor. Each tile is an amma. Is a foot.
Yeah.
Is a foot. Mm-hmm. So count 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So where I'm sitting? I'm sitting at the edge. This is not even the Chazon Ish here. This is Rav Chaim Noach here. You see where I'm sitting? Where I come to?
Oh, so that's a very big...
This is Dal Amma. This is Dal Amma. Here's the wall. You could have all the way until here, Mamish Schach Pasol.
So one second. So if it's less than Dal Amma, we
view it to be
view it as
the wall. It's part of the wall. It's a bent wall. Once you get more than Dal Amma, no.
The schach is like part of the one wall. I got it.
It's a bent wall. That doesn't mean you can sit underneath it. It doesn't mean you're allowed to sit.
I got it.
Have to sit over there. I think there are Yishonim that said that you can sit underneath it. Mm-hmm. We don't pass like that.
Because we view it as if you're sitting, yeah.
Okay, but let's not learn like that. That's a chiddush. The pop shot is you have to sit rashi.
And that's halacha Moshe Sinai, by the way, yeah.
Dafin Akuma, yeah. Dafin Akuma. So now,
and within Dal Amma is part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai, yeah.
So Rav, yesterday was a dilemma as follows. According to one sound, the Gemara, Rav said tremendous chiddush. And Rav said, once we have a Gilui Milsa, a revelation, that a Dafin Akuma, you can go all the way Dal Amma to the wall, and it's a kosher sukkah, what difference does it make if the schach, that once you already have Dal Amma, we can apply that in the middle of the sukkah. So let's say I have the whole room is a big sukkah, and right down the center of this room there is Dalit Amos.
Yeah.
Dalit Amos, the schach pasul.
Mm-hmm.
So according to Rav, it's kosher. It's a kosher sukkah.
Again, give me the scenario.
Rav
very
said,
quickly. Yeah.
We learn just like when we have Defen Akuma,
it's
going to be kosher.
Yeah.
So too, even if you have Dalit Amos in the middle of the room, it's kosher.
Why is that?
Why? Because this is a gilui that you're allowed to have schach posel up to Dal Amma. Even though here
you
it's
mean, if you have schach in the middle of the room?
Not in the middle of the room. Make it in this big room. Right? Let's say everything in this room is schach kosher.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say according to, I go and I would put right down the center from wall to wall, schach posel.
Right.
And let's say I would put it more than Dal Amma. L'chol deis. It would be very, very wide, more than Dal Amma. What is the halacha? The sukkah is posel. Why?
Right.
Even where you have good schach.
Right.
Why? Because you don't have walls.
Right.
If you go and I put down something right down the center of the room that's a schach puzzle.
Yeah.
I don't have four walls anymore. I've destroyed my sukkah.
Right.
Unless you make believe you're starting off with only three walls. Make it simple. Let's say you have a sukkah with only three walls, and I put down something in the center. So now what do I have? I have two walls there, two walls over here. I don't have three walls anymore. Right. Now the pashtus is as the halach is. In order to destroy a sukkah like that, you only need four tefachim. The shear of schach pasul be'emtza is four tefachim.
Uh-huh.
Right? Four tefachim.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday we came across a sheet of Rav, and Rav was mechadesh. No, the same way you can have schach pasul menatzad, defen akuma, four amois, you can have four amois of schach pasul be'emtza. Okay. Four amas. So now here's the problem. The problem over here we are now. Then the other madam said, no, Rav never said that. When Rav said Dalid Amos, that's minatzad, Daifin Akuma. But Boemsa, when it's in the center, then we don't say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now here's the kasha. Over here it says in this braisa that the boards are mitzoref. The boards combine together. Here's the question. What are you coming to... We're trying to bring a raya now, a raya, that you can have up to four amos of schach posel be'emza.
Yeah.
What's the raya? Because it says that the boards are mitzoref.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're mitzoref? If the halacha is... If we're dealing with boards that are each board is less than four tfachim, and you're coming now to be mitzoref to the shear of four tfachim, why are they mitzoref? In your sukkah, what kind of schach do you have in your sukkah? A mat?
Unfortunately, we don't have.
So when you go to a sukkah, you're lucky. You're very lucky. What do you have to have a sukkah for? If the tirch of watching it the whole day in your basement, it gets moldy, be responsible. Who needs this? You're very lucky. You're smart.
No,
you're smart.
There's trees. Overgrown trees.
You're smart.
In
you're
the
very
courtyard,
lucky.
In the backyard.
Okay, so good. Adarab, it's good. You don't have to die these dinkas. It's a very big avoid.
You have a sukkah.
I also have a teeny little sukkah.
Well, outside you have a
in the
porch.
Backyard. I also have trees also in the back. Teeny little sukkah.
Well, how teeny?
The size of this table, maybe.
Really?
Maybe a little bigger.
Really?
Yeah. We had a nice sukkah, and the sukkah was... We had a garage, and the garage collapsed.
Oh, you used to have a much bigger sukkah?
My parents were alive. That wasn't
in a garage?
Big. No, we stored in the garage. How big was our sukkah? My family sukkah was, I would say, until the bookcase, until where I'm sitting. It's not so big. Just like a mom who's sitting at the table this size, not even. The table we had in the sukkah was smallness. We sat around very tight.
The children were still young.
Yeah. So that sukkah was destroyed. It was destroyed. The garage collapsed.
Oh, yeah,
and when the garage collapsed, it was smashed.
Couldn't build another garage?
The smithereens, no. No, never built a garage.
How did it...
It just collapsed. It got old. Collapsed. So we bought it afterwards, so we bought a very...
Trelemann has interesting, has a pretty nice size, but it's more longish. Not so wide, but more like in the limb.
Now, if you have, let's say, a bamboo twigs, right? Bamboo twigs. Let me ask you a question. Why don't we say each twig, each bamboo stick, should combine with the next bamboo stick and the next bamboo stick to make up a board that's four tefachim wide and should passel the sukkah? Hear the question?
Yeah.
If you have bamboo sticks.
I hear what you're saying.
So let's combine all the bamboo sticks. They're less than they're next to each other. We should make, you have five bamboo sticks. Oh, it's four tefachim. Four tefachim. It's a neser. You're not allowed to go sit in a sukkah that has a board.
Yeah.
Why not? It's doim. It looks like a tikkara.
According to Rav Meir, yeah.
So why don't we say that?
Okay,
that's ridiculous. Because each bamboo stick itself is less than four tefachim. You're not going to combine something which is problematic.
Same thing boards are. You can find very narrow boards.
Exactly. The only time that Rav Meir
says... But yet Rav Meir says he's mistarev.
When Rav Meir... Oh, so that's the question. What then does it possibly mean when Rav Meir says they're mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. We want to bring a raya now. The point we're trying to make over here is we want to bring a raya to the Manda Amar that says that you are allowed to have Pesach Posel, the Emsa in the middle of your sukkah, up to Dalet Amos. That's our goal. We have a goal. We have an agenda here. I want to prove to you that you're allowed to have in the middle of your sukkah Schach Posel up to four Amos, and it's not going to passel the sukkah.
Right.
Make believe this room is one big sukkah.
Yeah, yeah.
And make believe there's no wall on this side. Mm-hmm. Okay, make believe the wall behind you doesn't exist. So how many, you have a massive sukkah. How many walls are there in this sukkah?
Three.
If I go now in the center where the urn is, I put a massive schach posel. I put a sheet down the center from end to end. What I have in essence done? I put a massive hefsek. What have I done?
It's more than Dalet Amos, it's possible.
More. So what? Why is it possible?
Disqualified.
Why is it possible? Because now the sukkah only has, you have each section only has how many walls? Two walls.
Yeah.
You have this wall and that wall.
Yeah.
That's only two walls. So this part is no good. On that side, you have that wall and that wall.
Right.
Right? So it's no good. Right. Why can't we combine this wall with that wall? I was mafsik by putting down the center, schach posel, that's more than Dalet Amos.
Right.
Now here's the question. So Rav says, let's say, what's my schach posel? What's the schach posel that we're gonna make nesarim boards?
Mm-hmm.
How big is the board? If you're gonna tell me the board is four tefachim wide, the board is four tefachim wide. Is a board four tefachim wide schach posel? According to Rav Meir?
No, but of course it is. It's a gzera.
Okay, but after the gzera, is a board for tefachim
yeah.
possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah.
The bottom line is the puzzle is possible. So if I now go combine now, so the board is be'etzem schach puzzle.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, how big is the board?
So four tefachim.
If I combine a whole bunch of them, I don't know how many you need. Do the math. Then I'm gonna have enough boards to have dalet amos of boards.
Yeah.
Right. So I have schach puzzle. I have a board that's four tefachim wide. That's schach puzzle and another board and another board another board So the mission is the bride says the mitzvah. I now have dalet amos of boards. I have dalet amos. How many boards are in dalet amos? I don't know the math. Let's say there are 10 boards. Make believe there are 10 boards. Oh, I got 10 boards. And now I have dalet amos.
It's possible.
Now let's say the halacha is that in order to make a sukkah possible, you don't need to have dalet amos. All you need to have is four tefachim, as we paskin. We paskin, in order to make a sukkah possible, sukkah has three walls.
Right.
And you want to ruin it. You want to ruin all the fun. And you want to go put schach pasl be'emsa to separate the two sections. What's the shear? The shear is four tefachim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you going to make it? How are you going to make it? You're going to be mitzarif. What are you going to be mitzarif? Boards. So that means how big is each board? Each board is less than four tefachim. If I need multiple boards to make four tefachim, that means each board is less than four tefachim.
Right.
But if each board is less than four tefachim, that's not called schach pasl.
Correct.
A board is only called tzach pasl when it's four tefachim.
Right.
If each board, if you have to combine multiple boards to get to four tefachim, that automatically means that each board is less than four tefachim. If the board is less than four tefachim, it's not called tzach pasl.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm. So how can you make sense out of this braisa? Mm. The only way you can make sense, each board is four tefachim.
Mm-hmm.
That's why each board is tzach pasl. But four tefachim doesn't pasl. You need to combine 10 boards to make dalet amos.
Right.
So we have a raya from this braisa. The fact that this braisa says that there's such a hechatimsa of combining boards that are tzach pasl to pasl the sukkah, it must be, the only way that can possibly make sense is that tzach pasl be'emtza sukkah is dalet amos, not for tefachim. Uh-huh. Because it is psul before tefachim, and you need
so you're telling me even if it's less than four tefachim, you could still pass the whole sukkah
it doesn't make any sense. You can't. That's exactly the Maharal's kasha. You can't. If you're dealing with tzach pasl, boards.
So how could it pasl only if it's dalet amos?
Only if it's dalet amos, and each board is four tefachim.
Correct.
A board is only called tzach pasl.
I understand. So that's what it's referring to.
Yes, that's the Maharal's kasha.
By the way, what about technically it would be the same thing, not just board? Let's say if the bamboos were so wide. There were four tefachim each bamboo. Would also be the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. Yeah. A board, anything that's four tefachim wide, wood, that's four tefachim wide.
Right.
It's possible. Let's see the inside. Let's see the inside again. Toshma. Okay, one more word is a toshma. Shnei sadinim.
What's that saying? Shnei sadinim.
Two sheets. So a sheet is.
So we're talking about the two sheets.
One at a time. Sadin is schach possible, even if it's less than four tefachim. That's not a kash from the sadin.
Say again, though, what? Yeah.
A sadin is possible. It's called schach possible, even if each sadin is less than four tefachim. Because a sadin is less than four tefachim. So let's say you want to combine multiple sadinin to make up the shear. Whatever it is, whatever the shear, it's irrelevant. Whatever the shear, we don't.
It's mistarfim lepasl.
It's mistarfim. Shnei sadinim mistarfim. Now here comes the part that's going to be the raya. Shnei nisadim. Now a neser is only called tzach pasl when?
If it's each board has
a board is four tefachim. So shnei nis. Let's say I want to take two boards. Ein mistarfim. That's a shita's Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't make a difference. You can have the whole sukkah meet boards. Rabbi Yehuda is not goyzer there. He holds that boards and is never psul. A board that's Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that there's no such thing as the gzera of neser, of tikra, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's now we come to Rabbi Meir Oimer.
One thing I don't understand, Shnei Tzarim, I'm at Starfin to Dalet Amos.
So it doesn't say that is the Gemara's dilemma. That exactly is the Gemara's dilemma.
Okay.
Okay? So all this over here, Shnei Nesarim Eimet Starfim.
Ramei Raimen
Nesarim. Ramei Nesarim Kisadinin. A Neser is like a Sadin and it's Mitzarif. It is Mitzarif. So now the Gemara now wants to understand this better in light of the Machlokes we had yesterday. yesterday on this daf, yesterday my machlekes is what is the shear of schach posel beemtza hasukkah? Is the shear four tfachim or is the shear dalid amos?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That's our discussion. So bishlam akul hachlish kun this lashon the amar rav. The rav said bein boemtza.
Mm-hmm.
Just like doifin akumas for amois, yeah. So to sach posel beemsa hasukah is dalid amois. So then this brisa makes a lot of sense. This brisa that says we're going to combine boards which are beetsem sach posel to make a shear that will passel the sukkah entirely, means each board is four tfachim,
right.
And we're using multiple boards to reach the shear right. Of dalet amos.
Right, right, right.
Makes a lot of sense. So, beim zeh mitzayin be'arba amos, my mitzayin mitzayin le'dalet amos.
Yeah.
Elo l'hach lishem, but according to the other lashon, this is the amarav, the amarav, beim zeh be'arba tfachim, arba, l'kev, whenever it's l'kev, it's four tfachim. Arba is amos, amos is zohar. Tefachim is nekeva.
So when it says b'lashon nekeva, it means it's referring to tefachim.
For tefachim, for tefachim. Elo.
Damarab. Elo hachmishon damarab. Emsa barboa.
Arba. But b'emsa in the middle is going to be for tefachim. So now what does it say in the b'raisa? It says in the b'raisa, we're going to combine boards to reach the shear for tefachim. For tefachim, that means you need to combine multiple boards to reach for tefachim. That has to mean that each board is less than four tvachim.
Yeah. And where do we find? Yeah.
That's what it says. So El Rav.
What's the significance of four tvachim? If it reaches the four tvachim, then
because Chazal, that's the other opinion in the Gemara that schach. That's what we pass in halacha lemaisa. Schach posel is four tvachim.
Yeah, you're correct.
So if you're gonna tell me that schach posel is four tvachim, and this price doesn't make any sense. Because if schach posel is four tvachim and we have to combine multiple boards to reach four tvachim, that has to automatically mean each board is less than four tvachim.
Correct.
A board that's less than four tvachim is kosher schach.
Oh, right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So they have a hechidami, idis wa dalid. If each board has four tvachim in its own right, I don't need to combine nothing. You already have the shear. Lamalil it's tarufe. Either less mudalid, if each board has less than four tvachim, and you can combine multiple boards to reach four tvachim, that's not called sach posel. That's no different. Everyone's sukkah has like that.
Right.
Either less mudal, kanya bi almaninu. So read, that's kosher sach. So the Gemara gives the answer. The oilam de isbu arba. Oh. The Gemara here says, no, you got the case. The Gemara is not backing down now. The Gemara is saying, be'emes, in the middle of a sukkah, and we paskin like this. In the middle of a sukkah, the shear schach posel is four tfachim.
Correct.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah. There's a whole, it's not really a shayla. You have a
we talk about tikra.
Right.
I mean, exeris tikra. Yeah.
Not only exeris tikra, anything. Any schach posel.
Even sedinin?
Steam is a kavatoma. Of course.
It also has to be four tfachim.
Yes.
I asked you before.
To passel the whole sukkah. Yes.
I asked before. You said, no, that's a, you told me it doesn't necessarily have to be four tefachim.
I made a mistake then. Sadinin, no, I think you're referring to something else. If you have less than four tefachim, can you sit underneath it? A board that's less than four tefachim is kosher schach.
Correct.
Sadinin less than four tefachim is not kosher schach.
It's not kosher schach?
It's still not kosher schach. If I have three,
it's kamotumah.
So then, afkami, can I sit underneath it?
You can't sit, even though it's not pasul eschach, but you can't.
No, even though there's not pasul the sukkah.
Oh, I see.
If you have four tefachim.
One second, four tefachim also still doesn't pass until it reaches the dalet amos.
That's the machlekes. That is the machlekes. That's what we're going back and forth between.
No.
We're going back and forth these two yesoidas. According to Rav, we have a dilemma. What exactly does Rav hold?
Yeah.
Everyone agrees that we say Dalid Amois Minatzad.
Right.
Defin Akuma.
Correct.
The
it's not a Defin Akuma. It's Dalid Amois more.
Up to Dalid Amois.
Up to Dalid Amois. Yeah.
The Machloik is what does Rav say? Be'emsa, when you have Schach Posel in the middle of the Sukkah.
Right.
Going across the entire Sukkah.
Right.
So one opinion says Dalid Amois.
Correct.
Dalet Amos.
Correct.
The other opinion says four tvachim.
Four tvachim.
Four tvachim. If I have four tzvachim of schach posel,
right,
the whole sukkah is no good.
Right.
It destroys the sukkah.
We don't paskin like
that. We do paskin like that.
You have four tzvachim?
Four tzvachim, yes.
That's a much smaller amount.
That's right. It's teeny. It's this big. If you have it going through the entire sukkah from end to end, posel, the sukkah is posel.
Right.
Sukkah is posel. Whole shot, if you have like a fluorescent light of fixtures in the sukkah light, so does that, and it goes across the entire thing, does that parcel the sukkah?
Even though it's below the schach.
Even though it's the halach l'mayis, it doesn't, because it's tafel to the sukkah. An electric fixture is there to enhance.
I understand. Let me ask you another thing, since we're on the topic. What about a lot of times you see these...
decorations?
No, not decoration.
Beams?
By the way, let's talk about decorating these huge decorations.
So l'chadchila, you're supposed
to... also a tafel to the schach.
It's supposed to be within three tefachim from the schach. You're supposed to be makbid. So
sometimes it hangs more than three.
So it doesn't matter as long as it starts. No, the chain's a little bit different. The chains might be different, but let's say you have that's mamish like hanging down straight, hanging down. You have a decoration that's attached to the schach.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hangs down, mm-hmm. And it comes lower than three tefachim. It's kosher. It's good. You can
what's
sit
that, what's
underneath
that,
it.
Touch from the schach and it comes down.
It
less
has
than
to
three
start.
Tefachim.
It has to start less than three tefachim.
So if it's more than three tefachim, then
if it first begins to start more than three tefachim, you got a problem.
You mean like there's a gap?
Yeah. You have on a chain, you have on a string, you have a decoration, you attach it to the schach, and it dangles down, and more than three tefachim, and then the whole thing begins to blossom.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. What about those chains? It's attached.
But that's impossible. The sukkah, you just can't eat there, getting under there.
Right. It does not. Well, let's say it. Right. You just can't eat right. Correct. That's impossible. The whole sukkah. The only time it's going to pass is when it goes across the entire.
Let me ask you another thing. You need to see sometimes the chadash sukkah, these wide plywoods. So let me ask you. So if it's more than
four tefachim.
More than four tefachim to support the schach, that could be
problematic.
Problem.
Yes, it can.
To be under
yes.
That.
Yes, it can.
By the way, 4 tefachim, how wide is 4 tefachim? How many inches is that? I've seen such plywoods to support the schach.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I've seen such wides, could be problematic.
I don't. It's not likely it's 4 tefachim.
It's usually a lot more narrower. It's so much.
Usually, you don't usually have anything. The people who make a sukkah, they're not going to make it more than 4 tefachim wide to support anything. So, and even if they do, why is it there? Is it there to be part of? Is it part of the? They're heterium, but it's not very uncommon. It's not common to have such wide beams that are 4 tefachim wide. 4 tefachim is a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's this big. It's pretty big. You don't see something so big. Okay?
One last thing. If the schach doesn't go all the way to the next wall, that's still considered...
Lastly, less than 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim. The schach has to reach the wall. But remember, you only need 2 walls in a mashal.
About less than 3 tefachim that we're talking about, within up to what, how many inches?
3 tefachim?
What's the most?
I don't know. 1, 2, 3. Like a page of a Gemara. Page of this Gemara is 2 tefachim.
So that means like we're talking about a foot?
1, 2, this page Gemara.
No, that's less than a foot.
Average daf.
6 inches. It's like about 6 inches.
Average daf, Rabbeinu Chananel to the Bach.
It's about a half.
3 tefachim.
It's about six, let's say six inches.
That's a very good way to remember it. Daf Gemara.
For like 6 inches.
Daf Gemara is about 3 tefachim.
I was always told in Cheder, in Tefas, about this. Sticking out with the thumb? Nah.
No,
it was like this.
Four fingers.
They say an arm is like a normal...
arm goes from here until the middle finger.
Yeah?
Put out the middle finger.
Yeah?
From the middle finger until the elbow is an arm.
So according to Chazanish, it's 2 feet.
Right, the Chazanish never said 2 feet. The Chazanish says, like Rav Moshe Shor said, about 50 minutes. That sunset. He didn't say the Zman of Tzeis is 50 minutes. He says that if 50 minutes have passed, you can be sure it's already past Tzeis HaKavavim.
But he goes with the climate, where you live in the world.
Longitude and
longitude.
Longitude and longitude.
He feels that Rav Moshe felt the Rabbeinu
equivalent,
Tam, where he lived in France. There was
72
minutes.
Exactly.
He also holds with Rabbeinu
Tam. That's the Gra. The Gra says that. That's what the Gra says. Look, near Yerushalayim, no one follows 72. I don't know.
The
no
only
one,
two Chassidus, no Satmar and Bells.
Satmar follows 72. I don't believe it even. First of all, there's very few Satmar in Yisrael. They have a big kehil in Sadma?
Huge kehila. Oh, yeah. Gula. Both of them. Rabban ends up, oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Rechav Yoel, the original one?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it until I saw with my own eyes. It gets dark so quickly. Yeah. Like 25 minutes. It's pitch. Right. You could see the stars.
No, it's more than 20 minutes.
They still down. I couldn't believe it. They're still downing
yeah,
now.
Yeah, even though they're davening, they're all Israelis. They still hate at home. They do malach already after 20
I'm not talking
minutes.
About Shabbos. Mincha during the week, there's still minyanim going on.
I don't know. All right. They're all Israelis. They're all influenced by the Avida, the Eretz Yisrael, the Gross, the Mitzvah.
Why does it get so dark quickly in Eretz Yisrael?
Because the climate,
it's closer to the...
It's lower. It's closer. It's close to the equator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's.
And therefore.
Scientifically, so the sun sets very quickly, gets dark very quickly. It's just a matter of Mitzias. Mm-hmm. It's a Mitzias.
It's very dark there.
Very quickly.
25 minutes, pitch dark. You can see the stars already.
No one waits more than 20, 25 minutes.
I told you, except for a few
chassidish. 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Even those. They all still
Satmar, Mamush, always they go full force, always 72 minutes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good.
Okay, next.
Okay, so this is Allah over here. Vaitan, Vaitan, Gemara. So they have Hechdam, the Gemara says, no, Biatzan, I'll tell you, this is Arba. The case with the boards are four, my Mitzar, Fin, Mitzar, Arba, Amos, Menatzad. So the Gemara ends the Kasha. The Gemara says, you learn Pshat, you learn right. The yeah. case going with the boards are taka four tefachim wide. And when it says they're going to be mitzvah, they're not being mitzvah the emtza. We're being mitzvah for dalet amos for doifin akuma. That's what it means.
Doifin akuma.
Be'etzem, I'll tell you, it's not a rabbi. Be'etzem, I'll tell you. The emtza is for tefachim. And here when it says that we're going to take
tfachim.
The board, and when that's the halacha, four tefachim be'emtza. And when it says that
you can't eat under it, that's impossible. The
not
sukkah.
Not only under it, it ruins the sukkah also. No, it ruins the sukkah.
Ruins the
you
sukkah.
Can never eat under it. Under the sach pasul, you can never eat. The question
we paskin that al tefachim be'emtza ruins the whole.
If you put it in the right way, you know you have to do it the right way. You got to put it down the entire center. You put it like you put it down the because you have to break up the walls.
I understand.
But if you just do a little bit, then it's not muchach. It's certainly put it over here. If you put it over here, it's not going to be a problem. Let's say you do it over here. Even if you put it over here, it's not so posh that you ruin the whole sukkah. So probably machlekes rishonim. If you got to go all the way down throughout the entire sukkah to make tefillin, you have to do a good job to make sure you don't have any way you can bring together the other. Because if you go over, see, once you already have a part of the sukkah that's good, lemeila. It's called Hutzin. Even the part that would not be good is grandfathered. It's an extension. It's an extension of the good part of the sukkah and becomes good as well. If I go put the four amos right in the middle, but not along where the wall is, so it doesn't make a difference. Because once you have one section that's three walls, it's the spashate, the kash is even to the other ends. It's the Mishnah later on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not such a problem. Okay, so here that's what's the answer. Here is the Rava. My mitzvah from the Arba Amos Menatzad. Okay, next sugya, Naya sugya, Toshma, Sicha b'nesodim shel erez. Let's say you cover the sukkah with boards of cedar. Sheyesh b'chen dalet dalet diriyah kol psu. Let's say you cover the sukkah with boards of erez, okay, which are four tefachim wide. Diriyah kol psu. Now, why, let's go further. Ein b'chen dalet. Let's say you do not have four. Now, what's the lums over here? Look over the Rashi. Rashi over here says.
Right, Ramey is still possible if it's less than four tvachim?
Yeah, why? Because the cedar boards are different. Why are cedar boards different?
Says Rashi.
Let's go back. Let's see over here. I don't know what the potential error is. Why? Tosh sichel l'sukkah b'nesodim shel erez sheyesh b'chen dalet kol sukkah psula. I guess this type of neser, everyone agrees to that these boards are going to be possible. Okay, this is a whole big machlokes. Okay, these boards.
Sometimes it's very. Sometimes, yeah, it's interesting. There's a certain sechlas you have to. Understand it through illustrations.
So over here explains that this Gemara is following Shmuel. Shmuel says, this is the whole different sugya. When does Rabbi Yehuda and Meir disagree when it comes to Nesarim? That's by a Neser between 3 and 4. Small boards. We have a Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir.
Right.
Is a Neser Gzeres Tikra. So according to Shmuel, when do they argue? They only argue regarding boards that are in between 3 and 4. But once you get to 4, everyone agrees that the sukkah is possible Mishum Neser. Okay, so that's
Rabbi Yehuda.
Even Rabbi Yehuda, correct. So that's the sukkah.
That's according to him, before we learned, no.
That's a different opinion before we did that. So it wasn't really relevant before, but here we have a different price. This price says explicitly, if it's 4, everyone agrees that it's not going to be good. Let's see, Nachmo, Toshma. Yeah, what's the kash over here? Toshma. Sikha, 3 lines from the bottom. Binasadim shall eres, sheyesh bachem dalid, divrei hakol. Everyone agrees.
It says by you dalid? Okay.
Yeah, what do you have?
Arba.
Divrei hakol psula. Everyone agrees, so it's very interesting because you have the same going. You have both the Izvahadar. And they have, you probably have a newer edition. Divrei hakol psula. Ein bohem dalid. Let's say we don't have 4 tvachim. So what's the halach in that case? Rabbi Meir Poisel.
Why?
And because he holds 3 also. That's exactly what Shmuel says. Meir's machner, even if it's not going to be 4, because he holds Gzeras Tik replies even 3.
Okay.
Right? And Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Fine. So far, so good. No problem so far.
1 second. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir?
It's good. There's no Gzeras Tikra.
We just said before,
that's when it's 4, but it's revised, it's less than 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Right? If it's 4, it's going to be the Kupsula. Ein Bochem Dald.
And that's only by errors. What about if it's made from a different material? From wood?
So that's a difference. Let's learn right now, because other materials, not necessarily because it has to be Gzeras Tikra. Erez, that was the typical type of wood they use for root beam for buildings. So other wounds, you can be done. So let's not go there right now. Let's go for basic. Abraham Dalda, Meir Paisel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Umoide, Rabbi Meir admits, Umoide Meir, Sheim Yesh Bein Neser Le Neser Kimuloi Neser. Let's say, even a Meir that says that it's not going to be good, let's say you put an empty space. Im Yesh Bein Neser Le Neser Kimuloi Neser, Shemaniach Pesel Beinayem Ukeshera. Pesel him in Tzrach. Psoiles Goyden the Yakev. Pestle means schach. Now, what's the kasha? That's the halacha. Yeah, over
between
here,
every neser,
three boards,
which
have,
is less
each
than
each neser is 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim. Each board is 3 tvachim. And in between each board is 3 tvachim. And in that 3 tvachim, you put there kosher schach. The word pestle is a code word for kosher schach. So that enters the Gemara.
One second, we just said 3 tvachim and Meir, it says it's kosher.
So here, Meir says that it's possible if you have boards 3 tvachim, but if you put in between Neser and Neser 3 tvachim, and in that 3 tvachim you put there schach kosher.
What's it? There's an open space of how much?
3 tvachim.
3 tvachim,
and in that 3 tvachim you put there pestle. Pestle means schach kosher.
Right.
Soil is going to be yakev.
Kosher.
Now the Gemara explains. I understand why it's going to become kosher because you don't have. Well, let's read a little further. Let's see the rest of Rashi. There is no Rashi. You don't have four amas. You don't have tseruf. You don't have 4 amas. Why not? Why don't you have 4 amas?
Because
if you hold in order to be pasul of sukkah, you have to have sach pasul of dalit amas.
Right.
So you don't have here dalit amas. Because all you have here are boards. Each board
is 3 tvachim.
And then there's a hefsik. So you don't have a combination.
Oh, I got it.
You never have 4 amas of sach pasul. Ela. I'm like, sure, why is it kosher? What's the most kosher? Why is it kosher? Look at Rashi. I'm like, sure. B'chol achas mehanasam sheyesh shir lepesel.
Lip soil.
Okay, you have different gear soils. You have your lip soil. You have a vav.
Yeah.
Okay, I have your lepesel. I have a ois base, a little ois base, and the ois base tells me over here it's sarach loymar lip soil. Gval, what you said. lifsol. So therefore, you sheyesh shear lifsol.
Which is that means every board is
three. No, three. You have three. You have a space of three empty tefachim. Let's read the whole Rashi. B'chol achas me'anesadim sheyesh shear lifsol.
Which is dalad tefachim.
Well, here it's less than we said over here. That's less than four. Let's read the whole Rashi.
Heicha
delekol lemishraya b'doifin akuma, where you cannot be matif in akuma. V'zukula mibubeles bohen v'im gedoylehi oisam shechutz la'arba amos poislois ba. Let's read one more time the Rashi. Amai kashera. Why is it kosher? Why is the sukkah kosher? Bechol achas mehanasadim sheyesh shiur lifsol. Each board in and of itself is enough to disqualify.
How? Because it's wide. How?
Because
how wide?
Three tefachim. He holds.
Oh, even three tefachim pasuls.
According to this man, the Amar.
Right.
So where you cannot be mad of an akuma, the zoo kula milbelas, the whole sukkah is back and forth like this. If it's very big sukkah, oisam shechutz the arba amos poislois ba. So here's the kash. The kash over here is, we're assuming over here the case, the way we've defined the Mishnah is where the entire span of the sach, you're alternating between boards and empty space. You have a board which is no good. Tzach posel, an empty space. Now, a board, the only time we say a board is going to be kosher, is not going to be a problem, is when it's within dalid amos of the wall, doifin akuma.
Yeah.
But once you get past the dalid amos, you no longer have the use of doifin akuma. All you have then is the board itself. And if you're going to tell me that the sheer of psul of schach posel is dalit tvachim, or in this case even three tvachim, we'll have to analyze this, then the sukkah should be posel. Now let's just read the answer, then we're going to come back and explain the answer in 1 second.
We're going to go to the picture in a second.
It's exactly eight tvachim askinon. The Yov Neser Pesel, the Neser Pesel, the Neser Pesel, Mehagisa, the Neser Pesel, the Neser Pesel, the Neser Pesel, Mehagisa, Davlu Shneb Solom Beemsa, the Yehech Shukah Beemsa. Okay, we have to look at the picture. Let's go look at the picture here. Okay. Here, may I come on your side? Let's see what your side. Go look at the picture.
You can show. By the way, I once learned, and he explains it, he simplifies it so much as Rosh Maigre. I told you this. He already put out on Gemara's as well.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I was told. I found that from his son-in-law.
Oh, wow, I'd love to see that.
I think it goes under the same name, Siyata Shmaya. Wow, you know why it's called Siyata? Because the name is Shmaya.
Oh,
he's a massive Talmud Chacham. He's been giving a shear in Satmar for years already. Years.
Unbelievable.
Talking about 30, 40.
Unbelievable.
You know, at one point he used to give a shear in Chavetz Chaim, Shmir Zalashim.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, yeah.
Okay.
He gives various shear.
Yeah, over here. Schach, post the answer, post the answer, they're ready. And Rabbi Rabbi Netzab, the answer.
These are very helpful, these diagrams. I have to tell you, every Masechet has its difficulties. One of the difficult ones I have is this, you know, different shitas and imagining how it's mapped out, how it's...
Here, picture 213. Okay, so here you have a kosher sach, you have four tvachim.
Yeah.
So all this is the previous case we did before. This we did already. The Elam Dissel Bugarba, Abba Maim, Messiah, Messiah, Abba Maim, Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. That we did already. But here's
the Valdi. 1 second. And this whole thing is.
Boards.
It's Dalit. I got it.
It's four Amos. Each board itself is four Tvachim.
I got it. It's just four Amos. Okay.
Here's the case. These are our two cases.
Mm-hmm. It puts even a decoration.
As we're looking through Tvachim. Each board, so he's saying each word is four tefachim, not like what I told you.
Ah!
Okay, not like make it simple.
Because according to Shmuel, okay.
Make it simple. Each board is four tefachim.
Yeah.
Now each board is chach pasul.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So now what do you put in between each bowl? You put four tzvachim of kosher schach.
Correct.
Now the problem over here is, wait a minute, if this sukkah is very, very big, more than Dalet Amos, make believe, let's say this sukkah is more, it's very, very big sukkah, more than Dalet Amos. So you already passed Leif and Akuma. Make believe is a very, very big sukkah, just in the center.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold that you're allowed to have up to four amos.
Correct.
So why is it possible? Why in this case?
It's not. Because you have in between kasher schach. So you don't have pasul schach, which is dalad amos long.
Right. But if you do hold that ravidnitz, that if you have that the sheer schach pasul imsa is four tefachim, so it should be possible the sukkah, because you have here four tefachim in the middle of the sukkah,
and it doesn't have to be dalad amos if it's in the middle. Oh.
That's the machlokes.
That's the reason I get confused. That's a different sheet. Yeah. It's a machlokes. Very cold here already. Yeah.
Rav's. What did Rav say? Rav. We have two different versions of Rav.
Yeah.
Rav either said you have to have four tefachim.
Yeah.
Or to passel the sukkah be'emsah.
Yes.
Or dalid amos to passel the sukkah. So if you learn that, the shear is going to be dalid amos, you understand why it's kosher. Because since you don't have anywhere dalid continuous dalid amos.
Very well said. Very good.
But if you learn that four tefachim alone is going to pass on the sukkah,
and just very good.
So the answer is the case is going where the sukkah is not so big.
Uh-huh.
The sukkah is not more hocha b'sukkah d'loy havi elosh. Shemoyna Amos.
Correct.
It's only half. So you're always going to be within Dofen Akuma.
If it's less than that, within Dalet Amos.
If the sukkah, let's say the sukkah.
So that means it extends until it's eight Amos long, and only within four Amos.
So then when you get to you're able to say Dofen Akuma.
Correct.
You're able to say Devin
Akuma this wall
all the way until you get to lift, and you say Devin Akuma on this side.
Correct.
Derek on that side.
Correct.
So you're always covered. You never have a part where you have an
correct
area that's outside Devin Akuma.
Correct.
So it's not a riot either way. Okay? That's it.
Interesting. I once ate in a sukkah, Quanto the Baal Shem Tov, with all the kulas,
Aloha
Mish. Yeah? Yeah. Like it's a kind of sort of inside, indoor.
Aloha Mish Sukkah.
Yeah. And he told me it was everything accordingly with Aloha Mish Sukkah. And I called the Baal Shem Tov sukkah. He wanted to show that you could rely.
You do the sukkah.
Right on all the kulas. Yeah. By the way, you don't really feel like you're eating a sukkah. Halachically, you are eating this. If you're eating in, let's say, in a room and there's a sky, you don't feel good. It's not the same time. It's not the same time.